All right, first things first, we're going to cut to Solicitor Walsh. And bear in mind, the acoustics in this room are awful, so even if you think you're talking quietly, the way it ends up echoing, it makes it hard for us to hear over here. I know it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but I promise you, the acoustics are basically cursed. Solicitor Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Upon, you know, formally integrating the amendments made, I would respectfully suggest to the council they can more precisely effectuate the intent that was just voted on by making a few changes. This would be the deletions of certain words and inserting another, but effectively it would change the last sentence that we just amended to read, in the budget year following state reimbursement for debt service, the city shall repay the OPEB trust for any previously deferred amounts received. The reason for this is there's a current conflict about using the terminology in the budget year following and the language that we just inserted upon receipt of a reimbursement. This makes clear that in the subsequent budget, the money, any money that comes in would go back to repaying whatever is left owed that was deferred. So it just refines that scope. Happy to read it again. In the budget year following state reimbursement for debt service, the city shall repay the OPEB trust for any previously deferred amounts received. So we're deleting the words the commencement of and upon receipt of a reimbursement and inserting the word received. Happy to answer any questions on the technical amendment.
So does anyone have any questions regarding what the solicitor has suggested? All right, so in that case, does anyone have any objection to adopting that as presented? So then we can move on to Councilman Ricks's request. All right, so can we just say so accepted?
If it's unanimous.
It appears to be.
Is there no objection to adopting the technical amendment?
All right, so no objection, so ordered. All right, so now, Councilman Ricks, you have a proposed amendment. Do you want it to be 6.9 or 6? Because if it says 6.9 in that report and I missed it, please tell me, because I am not suggesting you're wrong. That's the one I saw. So if it's somewhere else, 6.9, that's fine. At the end of the day, it's your amendment. It's your number. You pick.
Yeah, the 6.9% is what I had seen in the various presentations. That's, I was pretty sure that that was the number that the city has used for many years for those on those presentation slides, and I had double checked that. So I would be more comfortable with that, especially considering that the 5.9% returns is considered the so-called stress test.
Great. No, that's perfectly fine. It's like I said, your amendment, so don't let me dictate. So can you state your full amendments, that way it gives somebody the opportunity to second if they would so choose to do so.
Thank you. After that phrase, the phrase ending in any previously deferred amounts, adding in the following language, together with an amount representing compound interest at 6.9% annually on such previously deferred amounts, comma, as confirmed by the actuary.
Councilman, do you have this written down, and could you send that to me if you have it written or electronically?
I could send a quick email.
And is there a second regarding this proposed amendment? Seconded by Councilman Lattiser for discussion. Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, so now we can discuss. Sorry, I wasn't trying to flavor the second. All right, so for discussion, Councilman Ricks's amendment, proposed amendment stands before us. Does anyone wish to speak on this? The mayor has gestured at you, Chief of Staff.
Bill Facendi, Chief of Staff again. I just reiterate what Councilman Gephardt said. I mean, at this point, if you're putting compounding interest on top of the amount, the principal amount. It kind of defeats the purpose to save the taxpayers. You're pushing it down the road, and it's going to cost the taxpayers more towards it at the end of when the reimbursements stop. So this whole compounding interest, the administration's okay with the principal, but compounding interest of or interest on the principal, it defeats the purpose of, you know, the relief that we're looking for and the flexibility we're looking for.
All right. Anyone else wish to speak on this proposed amendment? All right. So for my own two cents, I'm inclined to agree, because I don't want to be back here having the same conversation, because we were overzealous in our guardrails. So, clerk will please call the roll regarding the proposed amendment made by Councilman Ricks. This is for a motion for favorable action, so a yes vote means you agree with the proposed amendment.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
2-7, motion fails.
All right, we're back to the PCO 6-26 as amended, and the last amendment, just so everyone is clear, it was the technical amendment that Solicitor Wall suggested, and we adopted, given that there was no objection. My understanding is that a member of the school committee is here to speak regarding some of the questions and concerns on the timing of things. So, school committee chair Galligan. And you're gonna have to turn that on if you know how. If you don't, we can do it.
Well, I'm not here to formally speak, but I am here to absolutely answer a couple questions after watching from home. And I do apologize to members of this honorable body for my attire tonight in these council chambers. I certainly respect all of you. Sean Galligan, Ward 2, chair of the Warwick School Committee, also Warwick's whipping boy.
So bear in mind, this isn't addressing what you just said. I didn't mention it yet. Make sure you confine your remarks to not as a member of the public, but just as your capacity as chair of the school committee.
I will reply as you guys so request to the best of my ability.
Councilman Napa?
Oh, boy. That's where
Chairman, thank you for making yourself available tonight. So I just had some questions that I think you could clarify for this body and for members of the public that are still here and possibly watching from home. There's been a lot of discussion about the substantial completion and as it relates to when the state will start to reimburse either partially or in full.
Yes, sir.
And there's, at least I am a little bit confused as to what, in your opinion, or with any information that you may have from RIDE, what is considered substantial completion so we can sort of wrap our minds around what that might look like and when we might be expecting reimbursement to begin?
Great question, Counselor. Substantial completion is not defined by a particular date. Substantial completion is defined by based on when the facility is occupied. It does not be, it's not defined, but based on the athletic fields being completed, because we are only reimbursed the first $313 million, $37 million relative to fields and abatement and demolition of the existing structures are not factored in there. So substantial completion, in my opinion, and that of the chief operating officer, RIDE, would be when the facilities are occupied and our existing facilities are demolished. There's no defined date to that. It's important to note that there are milestones here relative to this project, and we are expected to hit those milestones. We can't drag this on forever because state funds are associated with this. So it's not like we can go out to 2032, and then you go, whoa, we've hit substantial completion. That's when we'll reimburse.
So Director Proger had mentioned she was expecting that substantial completion would be reached so maybe sometime in 2029. Is that a accurate characterization, and I won't hold you to this. I don't want you to think that I'm going to throw this back in your face later. But is that a fair estimate of time, or are your project timelines quicker, later?
I would say that would be a fair estimate at this time. We anticipate the schools to be occupied in 2028 and athletic facilities being completed and available for use in 2029. But again, to the statement of the chief operating officer of RIDE for reimbursement, 2029 would be when the fields are available. 2028 would be when the schools are available for occupancy. So I would say there's a bit of vagueness here based on RIDE. I would defer to bond counsel. If I were sitting in your seats this evening, if I were in your position and I had a vote on a situation of this magnitude, I would highly advise you guys to consider speaking with bond counsel and going, can you clear up this ambiguity here as to when the reimbursement would hit? What are the milestones specifically? Is it finishing the fixed structures that the children will go into? And then is milestone two demolition of the existing structures? And then is phase three completion of the athletic fields? We now know from the chief operating officer of RIDE, it's not the construction of the athletic fields that would constitute, to his exact words, substantial completion of the project is what I have in writing. So, you know, 2028 is when you can possibly consider substantial completion of the project when Pilgrim and Tollgate are demolished.
Thank you, Chairman. That's all I have. Thank you.
No problem, Councilman.
Thank you for coming out and appreciate you.
Anything for this city. Anything for this city.
Councilman Gebhardt.
I actually don't have any questions for you, but I did want to just say thank you for coming down here and for how invested you are in this project for the kids and for the amount of time and effort and energy that you put into all the work that you do. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. And if I could respond to that, Council President, I respect that before you nine honorable members of this council tonight, you guys have a difficult decision. You're playing either the long game or the short game. You're very much in the same position as all the other locally elected officials in the city. So I respect the position that you guys are in tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to speak, make sure that the record is straight, and just know that, you know, as far as the school department and the school committee goes, we're continuing to move forward. We're excited for the third week of May to hopefully hoist the final steel beam over at Pilgrim. All of our unknowns are kind of getting out of the way. So we're moving, we're on track, we're managing the project aggressively. So I really appreciate and respect the position you guys are in tonight. And I respect you guys as public servants. So thank you.
Councilman Gebhardt, back to you.
With that, with all the clarifications we've received, with all the work we've done on this amendment, I move favorable action on the item before us as amended.
Second. Seconded by Councilman Napa. All right. So is there any further discussion on this matter as amended? By this matter, I mean PCO 6-26. Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
7-2, motion passes as amended.
All right, and so in part the reason why we had a special meeting is to make sure this is ideally finalized by the time we sit down on May 18th for the budget meetings. So is there any objection to this second passage being heard on our May 11th meeting?
Excuse me, Mr. President. I thought that there was going to be additional discussion and comments on this entire item.
That's what we just did.
I thought we were only voting on the amendment.
We had done that prior.
Okay, and make a motion to reconsider.
you're not part of the prevailing party, somebody else would have to make that motion.
So there was no opportunity to make additional comments on this entire OPEB proposition.
So unless there's a motion to reconsider, we could say, is there any objection to...
Is there any objection to...
Hold on, I just want to make sure I word it right. Any objection to how would we phrase this?
Point of order. With all due respect, we've motioned, we've seconded, we've voted, we're done.
With all due respect, we just spent 2.5 hours on your amendment. So what do you mean we're done?
Well, hold on. So you're entitled to bring this up. He's entitled to bring that up, but that's not neither here nor there. The question is if we can do this logistically, or at least even if it can be brought up. So the question would be, is there any objection to allowing a certain amount of time on this topic, but does that reopen it or just allows further comment?
The councilman seems to wish to have a couple additional remarks added to the record.
Yes, I have prepared comments.
We have.
I would like to have added to the record.
So then what you suggested sounded like it would...
Is there any objection to providing Councilman Lattiser a set amount of time to add those final remarks to the record? But we've already... Reflective of the fact that we voted this item first passage already. Is there an objection?
So this, hold on. So as you just pointed out, this is first passage. We still have to come to second passage, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
No problem. I'll make my prepared comments public and I will have an opportunity to bring them before this honorable body again when we come for second passage.
Absolutely. Yep. That's absolutely right. So again, to return to my requests. So if, as long as there's no objection to second passage appearing before Finance Committee on May 11th, then we can have it then.
I object.
All right. So that means we're one of two options kicks in. We either have another special meeting to have second passage, because that's the only way to have this finalized prior to the budget, or we have second passage at the first budget meeting, which is so on the 18th, rather. Sorry.
So it appears that the determination is to have this item voted on prior to us receiving the city budget, prior to us receiving the school budget, prior to us having time to analyze all of it, and have this voted on prior to the budget hearing.
I can't speak to having time to analyze because I'm not going to pretend to know how much time it's going to take for any particular person. But as far as the school budget, we'll have the detailed school budget any day now, because they're about to be discussing it in roughly 2 days. So we'll definitely have that prior to second passage, regardless of when second passage is. As far as the city budget, my understanding is we'll be getting it imminently. Is it fair to say it would be prior to the 11th? Because I don't want to speak for you.
My understanding is that there are certain individuals that already have received the draft school budget. That's my understanding.
We're off topic.
So that's why I worded it the way I worded it as far as the detailed school budget, Councilman.
Because
there's a difference.
Got it.
So is it fair to say we'll have the budget before the 11th or no? I don't want to speak for you.
The budget will be in the paper on Thursday.
So that is prior to the 11th.
So you will have it on Wednesday.
So in answer to your question, yes, we'll have it prior. Yes, we'll have it prior. Unknown as far as whether or not that gives each and every one of you time to analyze both when it comes to being able to decide second passage on this.
So the statement that it will be in the paper Thursday does not mean that it'll be in our email box or in hard copy on Thursday.
Yes, it will. Yeah.
Okay, no. Great.
If it's advertised, it's on great. The city website.
Thank you. So, Mr. President, to your point that if I continue with my objection, we're just going to burden everyone with another special meeting as opposed to allowing this to go to the regularly scheduled meeting.
I was just saying the options. I'm not criticizing one way or another. I'm saying if the objection stands, then we either have it on the 18th or we have another special meeting. That's all. Those are the options. Would be that what they may be?
I think the question here is whether this body would like to see if this is fully settled prior to any deliberation of the budget. There is a window of time. The budget doesn't take legal effect until July 1. So there is time for this to continue, but it provides an opportunity to give greater certainty as to whether this tool is officially available for the budget considerations.
I see the choices are we either are going to have a special meeting to overcome my objection, and that's it. So perhaps there should be a vote taken by this body. Do we want to have this meeting held at a special election? I'm sorry, another special meeting between now and the 18th, or do we want to have it on the 18th?
Traditionally, we hold ordinances skip a meeting or they're held at the next subsequent
correct.
Meeting, depending on the schedule, right? So if we have one meeting a month, at some point sometimes it goes to the very next meeting. Otherwise, we usually skip one meeting.
Correct.
So the question is whether the body would like to give unanimous consent to have this before the Finance Committee on May 11th for second passage. That's up to the nine of you.
Mr. Solicitor, just a point of order, and this is only because I'm new, and I haven't run into this before. Is the reason why we skip a meeting just because it's customary, or is there a codified rule as to why we skip that meeting?
It has been the practice.
So there's no other reason other than it's customary.
We customarily use the precedent that a second passage has some sort of delay unless unanimous consent is granted, and that delay is either a full month cycle or the next skipping one meeting to the next meeting. Those have been my recollection of the historical precedents, but it is not codified to my knowledge.
So it's just historical precedent that's the procedure we choose to follow?
Yes.
Could I direct a question through Council President to Councilman Lattiser? What is the basis of your objection to hearing it next week?
The basis of my objection is to have something that we're voting on in a manner that is not timely for us to have all this discussions. So perhaps you would be willing to put this to an individual vote as to whether or not we want to schedule this for the second hearing on May 11th or not.
All right, and just to be clear,
Council President, if there's no
the Council President,
if there's no ordinance defining what timely is in this instance, then why are we voting on it?
I mean, we could just do away with our longstanding practice because it is not codified. But bear in mind, that's permanent. So I don't have any objection to going that route. But if someone was particularly attached to that practice, it's gone.
Well, Mr. President, I am not going to put everyone through another special meeting to avoid having this happen on May 18th. So if that's going to be the case, I'll withdraw my objection to the May 11th.
What's the condition, just so I make sure? I don't want to...
The condition is what you asked to do, which is to have this moved to the next meeting, which is May 11th.
Okay, I understand. I apologize. I didn't want to misinterpret. Okay, so then it appears the objection is withdrawn. So therefore, this will be heard for second passage on May 11th. Thank you for actually considering that, Councilman. I appreciate it. All right, so then the next item before us is PCO 11-26, an ordinance. Wait, hold on. One of these was supposed to go before the other. Let's make sure we get the right one. Weren't we going to do 526 first? Because then that's what necessitated it.
The agenda has 11 before 5, or PCO 11-26 scheduled for to decide what happens there. If that action is getting favorable action, then an amendment to PCO 526 would be in order. So that's why we're taking them in that order.
All right. Now you switched them from the last agenda. All right. That was smart. All right. So PCO 11-26, an ordinance amending the Code of Ordinances to eliminate the Personnel Hearing Board and provide appeals to the City Personnel Director. So administration.
Good evening, Bill Pacenti again. So this should be pretty simple. Should be. The administration is looking at removing in various sections of the City Code of Ordinances references to the Personnel Hearing Board. The Personnel Hearing Board is set up as an appeal for employees, non-union employees, and some union employees, depending on their choice, as it's mentioned, on appealing decisions of the appointing authority, which would be the city, for various terminations, suspensions, disciplinary actions. The way it stands right now, the Personnel Hearing Board is made up of three individuals. They're appointed. They have a stipend, which will be taken up in the next ordinance. We're moving to disband the Personnel Hearing Board and having the appeal be heard by a panel selected by the mayor. It's not a board. It's just impaneled as needed. The current Personnel Hearing Board, I believe, has not met since 2018. This is a requirement that the city have some form of appeal, adjudicating appeal. I believe it's both state and federal law. And so the mayor would appoint no less than one and no more than three persons to hear the appeal. And that's on starting on page 3, line 1 and 2. And there's also other various amendments that reference the Personnel Hearing Board throughout the section that is proposed. So there's no change to the appeals. The employees will still have the right to appeal. It's just removing the Personnel Hearing Board.
And I don't know if you stated it, but the Personnel Hearing Board hasn't met for some ungodly amount of time, right?
2018, I believe.
Yeah. All right. And so before we get going, Solicitor Walsh has some potential amendment or amendments.
I have one correction of some Scrivener's errors on bottom of page 3, lines 41 and 42. If we could, if there's no objection, to delete the words the by. There's a duplication of words there, as well as pluralizing persons on line 42. So we delete the word, all charges of such violations shall be investigated and determined by not less than. It would delete the additional language there and then insert an S at the end of person to pluralize it. Is there any objection?
So is there any objection to the technical amendments? All right, so seeing none, assuming I'm interpreting the lack of reaction appropriately, so ordered. So then, again, back to you, Solicitor, for the other one.
I believe Councilman Napa had asked for some clarifying language. Is that where we came from?
Your proposed amendment regarding it not stating the Personnel Director, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, but I'm not sure where that.
He's got the language for you. Sure.
Oh, great.
So top of page 3, line 2, we would, where it says not less than one, no more than three persons designated by the mayor, and then we're deleting a bunch of language, we would insert the language which shall not include the personnel director. So the personnel director would not be eligible to participate in the panel that they are appointing.
So, Mr. Solicitor, thank you for that. I just have like a follow-up question to that instance and just some clarification as to why I suggested that. So my thoughts on this were initially like thinking of the NFL. When you get suspended by the commissioner of the league, then you appeal to the commissioner of the league. So it would be nonsensical if the director, the personnel director, fired you, laid you off, disciplined you, and then you're appealing to that same person. So that was the kind of the genesis of my suggested amendment here. Now, this bears the question that what if this is a mayoral decision to discipline or terminate someone, and that person then has to appeal to a board that the mayor is appointing? But just along the same lines. But I'll leave it at that.
Well, one at a time. First, your first item that you wanted to hit, the personnel director, can we do that one? And then we can potentially do whatever else after. So is there a second regarding the proposed, Councilman Gephardt, second? Is there any discussion regarding that first, that amendment to make it so that the personnel director cannot be part of that committee? And my understanding is that the administration has no objection with that proposed amendment. So I know the lights are on, but I don't know if it's to discuss the whole topic or the proposed amendment. It appears to be to discuss the whole topic. All right. So do we want to do a vote first for that? All right. So first, can we have a, can the clerk call the roll on the vote for the amendment to remove the personnel director as proposed by Councilman Knapp? Not remove from work, but from the potential committee.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
And yes, motion passes.
All right, and now the other thing that you wanted to do.
So I guess that bears a question to the through the council president to the administration is what happens in that instance? If you decide as the administration to terminate or discipline someone, what is the appeal process in that instance?
Would be the same process. I mean, bear in mind it's always been like that. The personnel hearing board is appointed by the mayor. It was. Yep. Biggest reason we want to get rid of it, they haven't met since 2018, but they've been getting paid since 2018. And these people wouldn't receive any kind of a stipend, and you would you just have to trust the mayor to be fair. I mean, it's most of the discipline decisions don't get to my level. They handle the personnel, except for the really big ones, and that's a whole different ball game.
Okay, thank you.
So, do you still have a proposed amendment, or are you fine?
No, that was just a question as to like what's the process if the administration takes on that action, and the fact that we've been operating under a mayorally appointed board, sort of. We're in the same position. We're in no different position than we would have been other than we're not paying anybody to do these roles and sit around for 5 years.
It is certainly an improvement. Councilman Lattice.
8 years. Mayor, I think I just heard you say that the appointments currently have been made by the mayor. Is that exclusively by the mayor? I lose track on, I know there's only very few appointments the council has, but I lost track on that one.
Yep, personnel hearing board, just the mayor.
And how many appointments are?
There are three.
There are three now.
Well, there are actually two. I didn't fill one because they never meet anyone.
But currently it calls for three.
Yep, and I think Mayor Abadesian appointed them.
Okay. And if this passes, it could be one or it could be as many as three?
Right.
So at the mayor's option, and again, for me, this is long-term. It's not necessarily directed to your administration. There could be a time when the mayor will appoint only one person to this appeal board. which, as I look at it, gives the mayor pretty much total control. I think Councilman Napper brought up a very good point of what happens for someone's appeal process when the individual or the administration who's making the recommendation of termination is being judged by the sole person appointed by the mayor. That's concerning to me. If there's three people, then fine. At least two would have to either confirm or oppose the mayor's direction. I just think that this is a problem with separation of powers. I think it creates a bad perception where the administration could be, perhaps the mayor has fired someone and that's being appealed to the very person the mayor has appointed. I think it just gives too much power to whomever is sitting in that mayor's seat. That's my opinion.
So is it fair to say you would prefer it to be always a three member, not a one, two, three?
Good point, Mr. President.
I thought that's what you were getting at. I apologize.
Good point. So that would just keep it where it is. So if it stays to three members, then I don't see any need for this legislation at all.
Well, so to be clear, so the other item on the docket is the reason why this legislation is before us, because the other item on the docket seeks to abolish the personnel hearing board because we're paying them for basically nothing as of now since 2018. So this PCO 11-26 that's before us would be the alternative process, because we do have to have a process per this state law according to the administration. And that process as proposed now would be an ad hoc committee of one to three members, not consisting of the personnel director. And I thought what you were getting at was you prefer that number not be one to three, but instead just be three.
Ideally, I would prefer to see it stay at three, with the mayor having two appointments and the city council having one.
No, that can't happen. This is purely an executive function. This panel would be put together for a particular case.
Yeah, so this is an ad on demand committee. It's not a standing committee.
Okay.
As proposed.
Well, at the very least, then, I would prefer to see it be a minimum of or three members as opposed to one.
All righty. So I'm going to make sure we come back to you before we wrap up so that you have the opportunity to make that motion if you so okay. choose. Councilman Gephardt.
Okay, so we're here at this cleanup because when we were cleaning up stipends for other boards, we identified this one as one that hadn't met in a substantial amount of time. My opinion on this, I mean, I come from the private sector. State of Rhode Island, we're at-will employees. The mayor is the chief executive of the city. If the mayor deems someone fired, they're fired. What happens after that is why there's lawyers in the room. So I would keep this as minimal as possible. I think this is, you know, for, I don't know what this is for, but maybe for extreme extreme cases where there was a miscommunication or something else. But Rhode Island, at will employment, fired for any reason at any time. And that's how it is. So, I'm fine with making it one person or three people. I think simplicity though is better. I like the range. You could get sort of a ticky-tacky appeal for someone who should have been fired, but decides to exercise, especially now that we're talking for multiple meetings about the appeal board. We may actually see an appeal out of this. But you could get sort of a ticky-tacky appeal that doesn't really have merit. That, I guess, would be the step before hiring a lawyer for a wrongful termination or something of that nature. And do you really want to force the mayor to put three people together in a room to hear this appeal? You know, maybe if it doesn't necessitate it, I could see your point. However, I'll fall back to the point of I would love to not even have this at all if it wasn't required by state law, because to me, you know, if whoever's sitting in the corner office decides you're fired, then you should be fired.
All right. So Councilman Ricks.
A question to the administration to clarify. Are all persons, all employees, that is, of the city who would be contesting termination before the personnel hearing board, is every single person that could possibly appeal considered an at-will employee?
No. What? Go ahead.
So I'm not an attorney, so I would defer to the four of you that are here. I believe to Councilman Gephardt's point, we're an at-will state. Obviously, we have three different types of employees with the city. They're appointed, serve at the pleasure, non-classified employees like myself, serve at the pleasure of the mayor. They can, you know, if he's not happy, he can tell me to leave tomorrow. Then we have classified employees, you have to be fired for cause. Then union employees have additional protections. This covers all employees that choose or have feel they're been aggrieved by the appointing authority, an action by the appointing authority, whether it's through suspension, a termination, pass it over for anything that an employee feels aggrieved. The union employees also have an option in here to take advantage of the personnel appeal board, the personnel hearing board or an appeal to a body, but they have to choose because in their contract is also another remedy. They can't do both. You can't get two bites of the apple. This is part of the fair labor practices. We have to provide some form of appeal, and this is what we're trying to do. I mean, if you want to leave it the way it is, that's fine. I mean, we're just doing it because it was brought up that, you know, the personnel hearing board has not met since 2018. They're getting paid. We have two members on it that, you know, we don't know if we can get them to actually meet, you know, so, but it doesn't matter. It just cleans up and makes things more efficient, which we try to do. Don't want to do it? That's fine. You know?
Thank you.
As to the number of the panel, I mean, if you're thinking that I can fix it by putting one person in there, I could as easily do it with five. I could put my staff on the personnel hearing board. You just have to trust the mayor. And also, I mean, to get fired from this city, it's severe. It's usually open and shut. And we don't get appeals. It hasn't been done in 8 years. The union would go the grievance process.
Thank you. I mean, it makes sense to me. I mainly wanted to clarify that that assumption, I suppose, about at-will employment applying to all of the city employees who could potentially take this appeal process. Yeah. The point is certainly very well taken as to the process not exactly being taken very often at all. But if that option has to be provided as a matter of state law, then it seems to me that we should probably be making sure that it's complying with both the spirit and the letter of state law to make sure that it's not an entirely redundant type of process. So I would tend to agree with Councilman Lattiser. I'll reserve my time.
All right, so back to you, Councilman Lattiser. Do you want to make that motion?
Based upon the conversations I've just heard, I will withdraw my motion and revert back to simplicity, particularly given that
there has been no instances in the last 8 years. I also am considering the potential for getting a quorum even with three people. So with that said, I will withdraw my motion.
So just to make sure I understood properly, you don't want to move forward on a proposed amendment?
No, that's why I withdrew it.
All right, making sure I understood. All right, so does anyone else wish to speak on this as amended? And this being PCO 11-26. All right, so seeing none, do we have a motion for favorable action from anybody?
So
or
moved.
Unfavorable? All right, second. So move for favorable action for Councilman Foley, seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rick?
Yes.
9 yes as amended.
All right, next is PCO 5-26, an ordinance amending section 64-5 of the Code of Ordinances relative to the compensation of other officials. This would be first passage. Hold on, please. So we have to make sure because we didn't have public comment on that item prior. So for PCO 11-26, does anyone from the public wish to speak on it? All right, fair enough. So PCO 5-26 then, so we don't forget. Does any member of the public want to speak on that? And that being an ordinance amending section 64-5 of the Code of Ordinances relative to the compensation of other officials. Okay, so Councilman Gephardt, this is yours. Or do you want to go to the solicitor first?
So the original item was to limit the payment of the personal hearing board. Councilman Gephardt has an amendment that would eliminate the personnel hearing board in its entirety now that the potential adjustments made from the prior item would flow. So the amendment would, rather than insert new language to number 7, the personnel hearing board, that new language would be deleted, but all of the existing language would be deleted so that there would be no number 7 and we would just put a reserved in its place. So this would, the amendment would entirely eliminate the personnel hearing board.
All right. Does anyone have any objection to that amendment as proposed? Oh, to his point. Is there a second first?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Napa. So I'll just go back again. For discussion purposes, does anyone have any objection to adopting that amendment as proposed? You're going to make me call a roll anyway? All right. He let me do it. So by unanimous consent, so ordered. So now it's before us as amended. So now the proposal is to eliminate the personnel hearing board altogether. I'll ask again just for completion's sake, does any member of the public wish to comment on that? All right, and now does anyone wish to make a motion regarding the PCO 5-26 as
move
amended?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is any discussion? Does anyone have anything for discussion regarding PCO 5-26 as amended? Councilman DeLuise.
I'd like to make an amendment. I just want to increase the zoning board chairperson's salary to $400 a month because he's a good friend of mine. Just kidding.
Does anyone else have anything for discussion on this?
Do you need a second on that?
All right, so motion made and seconded. The clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi? Nappi.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Nine yes.
Seeing no more business in front of this honorable body, I move to a docketing session.
Is there a second to go to the docket session?
Second.
Any objections? All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? All right. Ward 1.
Pass.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Ward 6. Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 9. And one moment on mine. I just have to check.
Council President Sinapi has two items to docket. The first item is a resolution relative to transfer supplemental appropriations and emergency appropriations. It's a resolution that would go to finance. And the other item is a resolution adopting and setting the tax rate of the City of Warwick for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026, and ending on June 30, 2027. Both of these are on behalf of the mayor. This is a resolution that would also go to the Finance Committee. Do you have anything else?
I believe so. No, that should be it. All right, so council stands adjourned at 9:18 p.m.